enemies and the compass. Part 5. No real enemies. Children feel that the person who won't give them all the candy in the store is a demon, but it's really an angel. People might feel that a dentist is a demon, but it's really an angel. Sometimes when we look back years later, we see that something we thought at the time was absolutely awful was actually an angel in disguise. Terrible problems occur in life. We often didn't cause them. Other people did. However, we have to work and work, spend time and energy and money to fix these problems, and it's not fair. We suffer all kinds of great injustice from many enemies, day in and day out. Life is challenging here on earth. Yet when we meet these challenges, we get stronger. We grow, physically, mentally, and spiritually. Even if we seem to fail in some way, we learn something from it and are better prepared in the future. Often we contemplate happenings in life over many years, gain greater perspective, and glean wisdom. We can also learn from other people's adversity when we feel their experiences as our own. Just as necessity is the mother of invention, adversity is the starting point of wisdom. Strength comes only through resistance. Confidence comes only through challenges. Knowing comes only through resonance. Wisdom comes only through adversity. It is said that a soul can make more spiritual progress in one lifetime on earth than in 1,000 elsewhere. Few of us would disagree if indeed we have options. In any case, whatever we learn belongs to us forever. The more challenges we face aiming toward goodness, the more value we own forever after. No one can take away our experience or our wisdom. Only when we meet resistance, whether we invite it or not, do we grow. When we don't anticipate a resistance, we often label it as a problem or an enemy. We often attribute malevolent motives to problems and what we imagine as their sources. We treat them as enemies, applying battle tactics. Sometimes we wish problems to go away, to just disappear. But what if they all did disappear? We would become lazy and complacent. Our growth on all levels would slow down and stop. Would we really want that? Would it be good? When we are born, we have forgotten our past and why we're here. It's reasonable to postulate that we are here because, in our soul, we wanted to meet some of the resistance and challenges that exist here. We want to grow. We probably knew it would be difficult. We might not have realized how difficult it would be, but we probably wanted to meet some difficult challenges. The problems, adversity, and enemies we meet on earth stimulate us to grow stronger. They motivate us to grow in whatever directions we choose. From the point of view of physical or emotional pleasure seeking, they may appear to be enemies. However, instead of simply looking at problems as enemies we wish would go away, we can choose to look for how we might be able to change ourselves, our minds, or actions, to think of new ways of approaching the problems. When we do, very often the enemy doesn't look like an enemy anymore. It is not threatening. It may even present an exciting challenge. With hindsight, we can often see how problems and enemies turned out to be valuable gifts. With farsight and insight, we can see and feel that everything that appears horrible or malevolent ultimately serves to inspire or propel us toward goodness, toward the one thing. All enemies are disguised opportunities to grow. If we choose, both inner and outer enemies help us get closer to our source and to pure joy. What looks malevolent with short-sighted vision actually serves a benevolent purpose. From a spiritual point of view, problems, challenges, and what appeared to be enemies serve a good purpose, our own soul's desires, and perhaps the desire of our source, our Creator itself, that we grow closer to it. Beyond duality, everything at its root is benevolent. There are no real enemies and no real malevolence. In truth, everything is benevolent.